now it's recording.
You may have to.
I had, well, for the podcast. Welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing a video cast. Well, I thought I had this recording because...
So you got to check out the video to catch the first part. The there's about the 6 minutes worth of audio that didn't get recorded.
Yeah. I'm sitting here wondering why it's flashing. So anyways...
Well, we were having lots of fun and were being geeky.
This is Gamers or Coffee podcast, and I'm sorry about that. We're doing a video one where we're driving so you guys can see what we're doing with video. And we're doing this for the podcast, and it's my fault.
So
I did not have it recording, Clint. So stop laughing at me.
But that was recording, right?
So
yes,
stop,
the video
stop
is.
Stop listening to the podcast right now. Go watch the first 6 minutes of the video, then come back to the podcast.
Yes. Then you'll be caught up. And it's because on this Tascam recorder, we've had static issues. So it looks like a little hat for the little guy. You cover it up the top.
Wait.
It's
hilarious. Yep, there we go. And again, check out the video for the little hat.
He's ready for winter. It looks like a little snow hat on this Tascam. So.
But the hat covers up.
Yeah, the mics. Yeah, so hopefully it'll break the sound a little bit.
Yeah, so in other words, I didn't see the blinking light.
It covered up the blinking light so he couldn't tell it wasn't recording.
No, watch. See, you're actually not recording this time.
No, it's recording now. It's actually the numbers are moved. But see, I cut it off. I couldn't see it.
Cool.
And I'm like, wait a minute. So I check, and I'm like, nope, did not get any of that content.
So you covered his eyes with a little hat.
Yeah. So note to anybody out there wanting to use a Tascam DR05. If you get the cover for it, you can't see whether it's recording or not, so just double check.
Because it looks like a little Russian guy.
It does. He's got like a little hat on it.
If he had legs, he could do that little Russian dance that, you know, that they do.
Well, if the mic starts dancing on its own, it's time for me to put the mic down. Yeah.
And so earlier we were talking about how Clint plans strategies before he ever plays, and he tries to work out all the math and everything.
Oh, we're going to Greg's work.
Yep, we're
going
to drop him off.
It's my day. It's my day off. Please don't take me to work.
So what I was going to say is I play a different way. I pick characters that I think are cute. And
that's okay.
And I don't care if I win or lose,
yeah,
and I
your
don't
cute
think
characters
too much.
Can usually take a pounding. My cute characters generally can't.
Hey, mine are ugly, and I can take a beating.
I think ahead, but like when I play Pokemon Go, I collect the cute ones. Like one of my very favorites is what's it called? Remind me. It's the fluffy blue one with
the
fluffy
Swablu.
Yeah. And so I just thought it was so cute.
I think that's one of the originals, actually.
No.
One or two.
It has to be the second generation, because that's not one of the originals.
Are you sure?
I'm dead sure.
I don't pay attention
to
what gen they are.
Did you see Detective Pikachu? Then you know that maybe you don't know it all. I see Detective Pikachu.
No, that had generations 1 through 6.
Yeah, that had like everything.
That had ones I didn't.
The original is only 150 original Pokemon.
Yeah.
So my point being, there are many ways to play, and you can approach it from different viewpoints, and everyone still can have fun.
Yes.
So I thought that since I wasn't playing to win and I just wanted to be cute, that it wouldn't be as fun, but it still is.
Well, yeah, but you gotta have fun. That's the whole thing. The different
personalities.
The game should be fun. It should not be where you're...
And once you start painting them a little bit more, they do kind of become more personality towards you.
Right.
Yeah.
I do find that I like to paint the miniatures. I like the ones that are more mechanical rather than the people. I don't really want to paint people.
The people are a little bit harder, because if you don't find the right kind of skin tone, then it kind of makes them look weird.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and if you paint something mechanical, you can kind of do...
You can do anything.
And
I like the metallics, and
you
can get real creative, and you don't have to worry about putting the little dots on the eyes. And
and making sure you got it correct.
Anyway, so, regardless, I found... See, I didn't know that I liked to play games. You know why?
Why?
Because I was previously married to someone who video gamed a lot, and he was incessantly on one incessantly on one video game, and I never really enjoyed the one he played.
Oh, so you weren't able to
Exactly.
Well, I'm glad you have a chance now to look at gaming, because gaming, there's so many, it's kind of like pizza. You know, you may like one pizza, you may not like the others, but that don't mean you don't like pizza, so.
Right.
That's kind of, why do I refer to things with food, Clint?
I was.
That and blueberry muffins, I don't know.
I was more of a, like a Tetris person, or, you know, a thinking game, and so I just sort of didn't play for years.
Look, corn.
Clint, are you actually video? You're actually videotaping corn.
We're in the Midwest. We're in the Midwest. Come on.
There's the corn,
hey,
ladies and gentlemen.
We're in farm country. Here's corn. By the way, this is where your corn comes from. It actually is grown in the ground, for those of you that didn't know. Beans, same way. Grown
that's corn.
Ground.
That's corn.
That's corn.
There's
Clint.
Beans.
There's
yeah,
beans.
I mean, it's a rotation.
There you go. Which way?
So, either way, yeah, it's either growing way. In the ground. It's not just grown in the supermarket and shows up on the shelf one day.
And there are trees, too.
There are trees.
This is where food comes from, Clint. We'll have a whole other podcast on that later.
Sadly, this comment seems funny. There are a lot of people that don't really know that.
Well, yep. Some people are in New York City.
Yeah, but they have gardens. Like, a lot of them grow things on the roof.
On the roof.
I mean, that's smart. I mean, that's real smart.
It is.
Here's a cemetery. They don't grow things here.
I love those cemeteries.
Well, the grass grows real well, actually.
Oh, there's a new occupant.
What?
All right. Anyway,
you should have seen that.
We are deviating just a bit. Yes, only D would notice that.
That they have a new occupant.
Thank
no,
you.
It looks like they're fixing something. I don't think it's a new occupant.
Wow.
If so they didn't bury him in the right spot.
That
brings us to the games where you got to survive. Maybe zombie games, right?
Yeah.
So. Ashley here likes the zombie games, too. She's pretty good at Call of Duty Zombies. And...
Explain, buddy. Explain.
Yeah. Now, thankfully, we didn't see any zombies rising out of the ground back
here,
there.
We're growing used cars.
Very often, there are Pokemon stops in cemeteries.
Why would there be a Pokemon stop in a cemetery?
You'd be surprised. You have to walk
through
the cemetery.
Pokemon
I never walked by a cemetery
they
looking
were
for them.
They're growing cranes and construction equipment.
Oh, yeah, there's the Linwoods.
Look, that's how they start out, and then they grow, and they become
they
big cranes.
Yep.
I once drove through a cemetery at night trying to play Pokemon, and it was kind of hard to get back.
Wow, D.
Out. I had to figure out how to turn around.
A winery.
Somebody's going to get
really
into this podcast and go,
awesome.
What did I walk into?
Oh, yeah.
What did I turn this on?
This one.
We are kind of a fun group. We just like to have a little fun.
You can actually grow wine in, or grapes especially, in a colder climate. They actually do grow quite well.
So we went from video games to cemeteries to grapes.
But there's farming games.
Yeah, that is true.
Farm Simulator
2019, I
so
guess.
So Keegan plays that.
Yeah, we know someone named...
And he got his vehicle, I guess, T-boned.
Well, you know what was funny is...
In the game or in real
life? In the
life?
Game.
Oh, okay.
In the game.
How do you
No, some random computer-generated car.
It just ran
right
so
into
he pulled
him
his
and
farm
tipped over
equipment
his
out
equipment.
In front of the car, is what he did. Yeah.
Okay.
That would
now
be Keegan.
Now I kind of want to play. If I can, it's demolished the equipment, too.
It breaks down. Otherwise, he's...
That's all he would do.
Yeah,
it's demolition derby.
He had a day off, and...
there wouldn't be anything growing.
My daughter, his girlfriend, comes home, did you get anything done? And he just had this look on his face, and I just told my daughter, well, you got to understand now, for 10 hours today, he's been out there farming. On Farm Simulator. You know, really didn't get anything done around the house. Sorry, Keegan.
Clint
Sorry.
Would do tractor
no,
pulls and
really
demolition
not.
Tractors.
He would try.
I would.
With the new
you would be
farm
Mad
Simulator.
Maxing them. You would be
you
Mad Maxing the
You can actually go and get multiplayer on it. You can
There's
now work
a multiplayer
as a
on Farming Simulator?
Yeah.
What?
Do you know what really makes it sad with a tractor pull, an actual tractor pull? Is like, you know, the whole premise of a tractor pull is to build this high-end tractor that can pull this sled that progressively gets heavier as it goes.
Uh-huh.
So in Germany, the guys decided to hook the tractor sled to a Hemet, and it just pulled it across the field like it wasn't there. I'm
well,
like,
sure.
Wow, we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars building these high-performance tractors, so a military gas truck can just drag it across the field like it's nothing.
Because that gas truck's designed no places that tractors ain't.
It was just funny to watch this Hemet just go, whatever.
Whatever, like you're back in my there. Way. Yeah.
Oh, whoops. I didn't notice.
Well, look. See, now we're on a dirt road.
Yeah, definitely.
There's people over there.
Parking area.
Well, this is a open area, you guys, and if you'd have to watch the video to see this part.
Yep.
But this is 30,000 acres of public land.
This is only one side of
we're
it.
We're only on very
part of it.
We're one part of
along
it.
Along the river.
Yeah. So
we're not going to try to venture down to the river because that would be bad in this vehicle.
We're not going to the river.
Yeah, this will kind of work.
There you go. Yeah, kind of now you can see the lake.
There's the
that's the back
lake area. This is the back water of the lake shed area. So it's actually up a little bit. Usually it's down a little further until it floods, and then it's all the way up to this road. Or, you know, beyond this road. There's a sign. It tells you about things.
Ooh.
I don't know how much the camera can see at that point, but there's
actually
a sign.
Quite a bit.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's all about
the screen,
yeah.
But that's cool.
The life history of the American white pelican.
Yep.
There you go. Everything you need to know about the pelican.
Sort of.
Did you know that life is a game?
Yes.
Yes.
We already know that. We get up and play it every day. We play it.
Look, and here's the ranger station. He's kind of a...
Oh, it looks more like a garage shed outbuilding.
There's the house, too. This is the DNR's...
DNR stands for Department of Natural Resources.
Yep, so there's their home. He's got a nice little swanky brick house.
There they are.
For some reason, the one guy really lives. Flood, but...
This road floods out
this
sometimes.
This road floods out. This usually in the spring and now sometimes in the fall, there's no road here. It's just all water.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting where we live because they do put emphasis on outdoor stuff like, you know, fishing and camping and all that. So.
So much for washing the van.
Well,
she's got unlimited.
We just washed the vehicle, and now we're out on a dirt road.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
That's
of dust
all right.
This time,
so I think Ashley's going to put him to the test. $20 for unlimited car washes, you say? I'm back 5 times in a day until they kick me out. Don't let me use it no more.
Now I want to get something to mud run with and come back one day. We can't even see through the windshield except for the wipers. Like, here you go, guys.
Yeah.
Run that bad boy through. Actually, they'd probably be like, all right, challenge accepted.
It's amazing the insanity you can have when 4 people have the day off at the same time.
Yeah.
So, on a Monday.
I don't have a day off.
Monday.
I got to go in tonight.
But you go to work later tonight, right? So this is the first time we've all had a chance to really just hang out. So we got to get other members of the group, too, if they live in the area, and maybe meet them and hang out.
Well, I don't see why we couldn't do, like, a picnic or something. Go out to the...
I don't know. Well, a lot of people live in other parts of the world, too, but I wouldn't mind going.
I am coming up on the end of part one of the video.
Oh, the video is running out. So what we're going to do is we'll make... we're going to have to make that a part one, and then there'll be a part two. So this is the end of part one.
Yeah, I'm going to stop here.
And I'm going to stop this podcast here.
Okay.
Part two will pick up.
Just catch
as part two,
and you can watch the video because that one should record in sequence with the podcast, Greg.
Okay, so we're not going to let this go, are we?
Nope.
No. Why would we?
One mistake.
All right.
All right, here we go. Stay tuned for part two coming up.